286-4140. That's 286-4140.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com. Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Let's listen for Joey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It was a night of unrest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, and nearby Minneapolis after police shot a black man who later died. National Guard troops were brought in to keep things under control. At the White House later today, President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of lawmakers to talk about his $2.3 trillion infrastructure package. Many Republicans have been quick to reject the plan. They oppose the price tag and also the tax hikes to pay for it. Japan is celebrating yesterday's Masters victory by Hideki Matsuyama. He's the first Japanese golfer to win at Augusta and put on the famous green jacket. Japan's prime minister calls it really wonderful and says Matsuyama's achievement moved our hearts and gave us courage. Opening bell on Wall Street, just about to sound. This is SRN News.
Guess which wireless carrier now has stronger expanded coverage? Patriot Mobile. Not only that, but they're committed to support conservative values instead of the companies that don't, like Planned Parenthood and other liberal causes. Right now, they're offering new expanded coverage choices that blanket America. Yes, it's true, and here's more reasons to switch. They're the only Christian conservative wireless service provider in America, now rated number one in customer satisfaction of all wireless companies, and when you talk to their U.S.-based customer service team, you get real answers. Again, new expanded coverage on dependable nationwide 4G LTE networks. Switch and support today with every call. Sanctity of life, discounts for first responders and veterans, support for the First and Second Amendment. Call 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Patriot Mobile, the country's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Oh my gosh, it's already 63 and we're on our way up to a high of 84 after 78 yesterday. Just a beautiful start to the week. So I can't understand why there were 40 million accidents everywhere. It was just, you would think there was heavy rain around, but not a cloud in the sky. Great day today. High temperature up to about 84 with abundant sunshine and light wind. Mostly clear tonight, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, another dry day with a high in the mid-80s. A good bit of sunshine tomorrow. So Monday and Tuesday, today, tomorrow are the pick of the litter days of the week, and then showers and thunderstorms are back with us on Wednesday. Hopefully, there's not going to be any severe weather this time. I don't think there's going to be, but we'll see. Low to mid-70s, and then a cool day Thursday and Friday. Highs barely up to about 70 and some isolated showers. So late week, we do get cool, but not the kind of cold in the middle of the country that they're about to have. It's draining straight out of Canada, but it's not coming straight in our direction. Right now this morning, sunshine, 63 degrees at 9:05. Good morning.
Good morning, Rich.
Hey.
You know, there's something quite different. Like, you can just take that phrase straight out of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, classic, you know, straight out of Compton. That's right. Pretty hard, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, reflecting life of growing up on the mean streets. Mm-hmm. But if you say straight out of Canada, you're like, oh, no, am I going to get toques? And what is it, Tim Hortons donuts? Like, what are you, oh, I'm so scared the Canadians are coming. But Sam was telling me they're pretty good sharpshooters.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
It's actually a
Have you ever been there? You ever been through Canada?
I've never been to the Great White North. I've never ventured up that way.
Well, living on Lake Erie, of course, I was, the lake is like 30, I don't know, 50 miles across. Mm-hmm. There's Canada right over there. But we went all over Canada, and it is beautiful.
It is
beautiful.
It's
a great country.
It's really, I believe it. Yeah. I'd love to visit there sometime.
They even drive on the correct side of the road. You know?
And if you're in Michigan, you actually go south to Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
take the bridge there.
We would go across at Windsor, Ontario, but on our TV, we could get London, Ontario, Canada, you know, the CBC and all that.
It was, oh, yeah.
I mean, you're close to Canada, people go, you know, I live right on Lake Erie, and they go, you can't see the other side. No, it's
pretty massive, and at least it's not like that other stuck-up lake.
Which one is that?
Lake Superior.
Lake Superior.
Superior to everyone.
The one they call Gichigumi.
When I worked at Hyundai, we had to go to Detroit often for training. And I took a good friend of mine, really good redneck from South Alabama.
So
we were in Detroit, and I said, if you look across the river, that's Canada. He looked over, he goes, it's not Canada. It looks just like here.
Right. It's got to be different. It's a foreign country.
Well, is it going to be like Narnia with an ice witch?
I didn't even know how to react. We literally had to go across the border. And he's like, oh.
As a kid, I grew up on CKLW.
Really?
50,000 watt, you know, in Windsor, Ontario. But it was like the local Detroit station. It just happened to be on the Canadian side.
That's right.
Goodness. Yeah. Goodness.
So, all right. So here it is Monday.
Yeah.
Mask mandate ended Friday.
Yeah, for the state level. You know, the city put it back on. Though the mayor said it's like a traffic, you know, ticket. It's like speeding.
Oh?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do you follow the speed limit?
At 5:04 a.m. when I'm riding here,
it's pretty empty out there, you know?
Yeah,
the roads are all to yourself.
I might go 1 or 2 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Rich Thomas.
The only speed limit I really take seriously are like school zones and neighborhoods.
Oh, school zones especially.
School zones and neighborhoods. Yeah. Though I remember I was in youth legislature one year and I stood up on the floor of the House of Representatives here in Alabama and say, you know, if you can't speed as fast as you can to hit small children, is this really a free country? And most people laughed. Some people had sticks up their butts. They're like, is he serious?
You know what's very effective in the neighborhoods is when those flashing lights, you're going this fast? Yeah, that's very effective because I immediately slow down.
Yeah, but, you know, you can, basic, you know, you can go 5 over. What's the equivalent of 5 over with a mask?
Or when they put something like 9 miles an hour. You ever seen that? Or, you know, in some parks.
The first ticket I ever got, I was going 11 miles over the speed limit.
Really?
I was 16 years old. I couldn't get a lecture, really? You gave me a ticket for 11 miles over the speed limit?
Jeez.
Yeah. Why am I getting a call from Webster, Massachusetts?
Oh, well, that's a... I would decline that.
Yeah. Car warranty through there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're driving me crazy.
Dude, they'll show up at your house here soon.
No, most of the spam calls I get are from, like, local Alabama towns.
Alabama numbers?
Yeah. They synthesize, right? No, you ain't going to get me.
Yep.
You know, it's going to go straight to voicemail, but they never even leave voicemail. They don't even leave voicemail.
All right.
Well, we're going to take our leave and enjoy this nice weather, and I'm going to speed home. No, I mean, I'm going to go on the speed limit.
Follow all laws and regulations.
Let Chase drive. You'll be okay.
Yeah, right.
See you, Rich.
Bye.
Bye, Chase.
Like that dog. Go? Oh, he's over there chasing the ball again.
Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. News and Views begins officially. You're a mere moment.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Millbrook police have made an arrest in connection to a shooting last week. Police have charged 17-year-old Willick Jamal Milner with attempted murder and firing a gun into an occupied vehicle. The victim is in the hospital in critical condition. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 2 million coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. State health officials say more than 4,700 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And some local school systems are no longer requiring masks in schools. Op City Schools and Andalusia City Schools are no longer requiring masks, but are strongly encouraging them. This comes after Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate ended last Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental filth. My physical as well as my mental fitness.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
I got hairy legs.
The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection.
A man and a woman.
Is this how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon here on a Monday morning. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
How you doing, Joey Clark?
I'm all right. Jack Campbell sends his regards.
Lovely from Jack Campbell.
He talked to me some over the weekend about what he's been up to.
Yeah?
Yeah, and we're seeing, you know, who's going to get into the Senate race here in Alabama. What's the legislature cooking up these days?
Makes me nervous.
Let's see. He's telling me about his progress. And really, each time I talk to him, unless he gets real tired and it's late, but let's say it's a fresh day, all things equal, considered equal, held equal. Jack sounds better and better each and every day. It's fantastic to see the progress. He said, folks, and I'm sure those of you who have gone through a stroke, those of you who have family members who have gone through that, he says it's the toughest thing he's had to do in his life.
Sure.
relearn how to speak again, but he's getting there. And like I keep saying, you can give us a call, Jack, when you feel ready. You can come on in.
Is he still calling you that non-binary term?
Oh, yeah.
Good deal.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Whenever he starts using some of the sailor language, yeah, I know he's in a good mood.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's his love language, four-letter words. Yeah.
In fact, one time when I worked out at the car-making place there, some people went to one of my bosses, and they're like, dude, Eddie just cusses at me all the time.
Yeah.
And my boss looked at him and said, that's how he says good morning.
Right. Means he loves you.
Right.
It's when he gives you that cold shoulder.
That's what they told him.
Same thing with Jack. So 272-9228 is our number, 272-9228. You know, I was sitting here, off air. What did I just say? What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, I know. I was surprised. No plan? Shocker.
Oh, I know. I know. Shocking, indeed. But, you know, it's stuff like butt edge. And I see this headline. I've told y'all, I canceled Hulu. I don't watch cable news, whether it's Fox or CNN or MSNBC. I don't even watch Newsmax or these other places. But I will occasionally catch what the cable news propagandists are doing on the YouTube, another unfortunately becoming soon corporate outfit. And I saw this headline, Chris Wallace grills Pete Buttigieg on stating that the infrastructure plan will create 19 million jobs when it'll only create 2.45 million.
How many do you think it'll actually make, Joey?
It'll make some. I would give it on the low side of that figure. But that's not the point. It's like, oh, you grilled Buttigieg. You really held his feet to the fire. That means they're not going to pass the infrastructure plan.
Didn't say anything about Buttigieg riding his bicycle two blocks. And his publicity stunt getting called out. That's why they didn't go any further than
that. It's just absurd theater. To make you, the American people, feel like you're in charge. It is. Do you feel in charge?
No.
Even when Trump was in office, did you really, Eddie, did you feel in charge?
I didn't feel in charge, but I felt like somebody was looking out for me.
Well, you felt like you had a fighter in there.
Yeah.
But you understood that this guy's trying to take on the world himself.
Yep.
And there are times where you really have to, especially military issues. That is a serious thing that came up over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Israelis? Now, they're not taking credit, though the Israeli press took credit. And the Israeli press has a nice relationship with their defense and intelligence services.
They do. Kind of the same.
The Iranians are claiming it was the Israelis.
Sure.
But there's a underground nuclear facility. And apparently some sort of cyber attack cut off the power, which messed up the reactor. So they're going to try to dig deeper and continue to fix up their facilities. I'm sure they're not revealing the full extent of the attack. I'd imagine it was quite successful if they're making noise about it.
Very successful. Oh. But here we go with Iran begging for more money. And this is what they're spending their money on.
Mm.
So Israel just goes and kills it again. So now they're coming back to us. Hey, we need more pallets of cash.
Right.
Our people are starving. Well, those centrifuges were not cheap.
No, not at all.
They could have certainly traded that.
Well, and all that money, it doesn't go to the people. It goes to the Revolutionary Guard.
Exactly right.
It goes to funding operations in the larger region. It goes to funding nuclear program, missile technology, all sorts of stuff.
Right. So, that's why you just send them rice. You can't build centrifuges with rice.
It's a true shame because the Iranian people are younger and younger. And a lot of them aren't. They weren't part of the revolution in 79. In fact, they're kind of tired of the clerics.
Yep.
Now, it doesn't mean they love the West and Israel.
No, but they love our Levi's.
Right. They like fast cars. They like rock and roll music. You know, if you go to Dubai or anywhere, say, in Saudi Arabia, it's against the law. But I wonder what all those satellites are beaming in to people's homes. Yeah. You know, say what you will about American debauchery and cultures of pleasure and all that stuff.
Right.
It can lead you down that invitation, you know, in Pinocchio, where he gets invited to go to Pleasure Island?
Yes.
Yeah, don't take that invitation. But there's something to be said about our debauched culture that other people would like to emulate. And there are other authorities around the world, whether in Riyadh or Tehran, whether in Beijing or Moscow, take your pick, that don't want this culture of freedom, even when people use their freedom for, let's say, lesser, baser pleasures. But that is what freedom is all about.
It loosens up their grip of control, man.
Yeah, you get to make your own mistakes and figure out, hey, I need to be my own ruler over my own life. Or you don't figure that out and somebody else just takes care of you. 272-9228. But do you feel in charge? Because I have a sense they're going to just push through, through reconciliation, this new infrastructure plan, which everything is infrastructure now.
Yeah,
everything is infrastructure, as our corporate press pretends to hold people accountable.
He grilled him.
Yeah. Yeah, he threw hardballs, right? Really, that really changes things.
Yeah, it did.
All this big talk has really changed things over the last few decades, right? Sure it has. Sure it has. Let's go to Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy!
How'd you do this weekend?
I did great, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's good. It's good to hear. Yes. How are you doing this morning?
It's interesting that you guys keep calling it infrastructure. Why don't you call it by its true name?
Mm.
What's its true name?
Green Deal. You know what it is. Come on. Come on, man.
Come on, man. I'm so going to be stopping those cow farts and refunding Solyndra and all these wonderful things?
Yeah, and building some more ceiling fans in the fields, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we can start living up to that Who song, Out Here in the Field.
Out here in the field.
Absolutely. Hey, I notice our president's the biggest, fattest liar there is. What was it? He said it was a bonehead idea to stack the Supreme Court, and now he...
Oh, he put a commission forward, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, didn't he say while he was running for and debating against Mr. Trump, oh, no, I'm against fracking? Well, guess what? I'm against closing down. Closes it down, stops fracking. He says, oh, I'm against stacking the Supreme Court. What's he doing now? Create a commission for it. I mean, how many lies can this guy? I mean, Pinocchio doesn't have anything on this guy.
No, I think you are not doing your job as a politician at the national level unless you lie.
True.
It's all about the lie. It's all about the narrative, baby. Joe Biden saved us from COVID.
Did he?
Yeah. The fact that we spent money and stole people's liberties is what saved us from COVID. Not the fact that the virus ran its course.
And what was that other that other big lie? All those trillions of dollars were what for COVID relief, and it was nothing but a payoff to the blue states for their screw up policies.
Yeah, it was a bailout, yeah. Especially to some big blue
states. Anyway, I'm gonna sprinkle a few crumbs to the people with $1,400. Really, $1,400 of my own money. I gave back more in taxes last year than that.
Right. When they're negotiating to give you some of your own money you paid to them back, you are officially...
They must think we're really stupid. It's like a magician. In one hand, the illusion's over here, but what's really going on is in the other hand.
Well, they don't treat us like
we're
stupid.
Soldier Boy,
you
get to vote.
Regularly.
You get to vote every 2 years and every...
You know what?
Years.
I really think that's why they hated Mr. Trump so much is because Mr. Trump really, truly gave the power back to the people and we the people in the Constitution. He gave it back to them, and the old Democrats, old Republicans, the old swamp up there didn't like it.
No, nope, but they're happy now.
He had the correct enemies is a good way to put it, yes.
Absolutely. And he had the backing of the people.
I wish he had been more effective, though. I think he was brilliant at skewering the press, skewering establishment politicians, but I don't think he was fully equipped to take on, say, the deep state in the way he needed to.
Well, he didn't. I mean, it's not like he can do it by himself.
Right. And that's exactly what I mean. He didn't have the team together, and the people he put in place, especially initially, weren't ready to do the fight that we all needed.
Remember, people used to laugh at everything, especially the press and the left, when he said the swamp. Oh, yeah, laugh, laugh, laugh.
Yeah.
Everybody laughed when he said during the debates he felt that his campaign headquarters had been bugged.
Right.
I guess that wasn't so funny anymore.
Well, I love it, and especially now that Biden's back in the saddle, and by Biden I mean the oligarchy that actually runs things.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a great headline. I'm sure you'll love this, Soldier Boy, given your background, that they're worried if we pull out of Afghanistan, what's going to happen to women's rights there for Afghan women.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
now they're worried about it.
Yeah. Well, aren't we giving money, our own federal tax money, to third world country and birth control?
Oh, sure. Sure. The Hyde, what is that? The Hyde Amendment doesn't apply internationally.
It's just getting to a point where it's getting, and him stacking the course. Now, let's figure this out. if they stack the courts, okay, and when he said, what, was it back in 89 or 83, he said it was a bonehead idea? Mm-hmm. Didn't he say during debate, no. Yeah. And now he's got a commission looking into it.
Because he's a freaking liar.
Well, when you're in power, I appeal to your freedom, because that's according to your principles. When I'm in power, I appeal to my principle, which is power. Like, we're not going to... No. I only appeal to freedom because, you know, that helps me when I'm out of power. But when I'm in charge, what's this freedom thing?
Let's talk about gun control. They're going after the AR-15, but yet 95% of all shootings in America are handguns.
Mm-hmm. And
they're not assault weapons.
Well, the most deadly assault weapon that we have out there and the most used most frequently is a shotgun.
Yeah.
Can't go after a shotgun, though.
Well, yeah, they're not going after that. They're going after particular weapons. And the most ludicrous lie I've heard, I've been to gun shows, and I usually go to two or three of them a year.
The loophole, yeah.
Oh, there ain't no damn loophole. Let me tell you, boys, when I go in there and I have to, any registered arms, you know, a weapon or gun salesperson, whatever you say, you know, by federal law, you can't. He says, well, you can just go in there and buy it without a background check. That's a bunch of BS.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's a good thing we've got an even-handed veteran of Waco running the ship now at the AFT, ATF.
You should see what I did. I caused a stir at the last gun show. I won't say where. Mm. I went in there and I said, hey, I said, I bet you everybody, I saw my friends, man, you know, we had consumed a couple of beverages before we went in because all those weapons got, the bolts, everything's strapped and everything.
It's all locked.
There's no weapons, you know. So I go in there and I said, guys, I bet you we're not the. There's some Democrats in here because their platform is anti-gun control. Mm-hmm. So we started real loud saying, hey, any Democrats in here? And they started laughing. You know, Republican people were laughing, and I said, yeah, we're willing to buy your weapons at half price since you don't want them. We'll meet you outside and buy any weapons, any handguns you guys got or rifles for half price since you're going to go by your platform policy of gun control.
Did you find any takers?
Oh, no. There's a bunch of hypocrites. You know, they say even now in the country, they did I don't know how good the poll was, there are more Democrats with handguns than conservative Republicans. They're the biggest hypocrites in the world. It's like they don't want police, but they want security guards around their guarded neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. But you can't tell me, you look around there and tell me, there's only Republicans buying handguns at that gun show. Really?
Oh, no. Southern Democrats, especially. Hey, and there are a lot of folks who just don't give a darn about politics, and they go about their life.
Right.
Thank you, freedom, gun-loving
America. But the National Democratic Party's platform is anti-gun.
Yeah,
that's one of their pillars on their platform.
Because that's a good group that gives them a lot of money.
And Joey, what happened to the NRA during Trump's run? They were sure damn quiet.
Oh, I think they liked the bump stock ban, though.
No, where was the NRA? So, I mean, did they get infiltrated? Did they get
they were
quashed?
Part of the same old guard, let's say, within the Republican circles.
The swamp?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good cause, but still can be corrupted at the time.
I see. Well, that's exactly. I remember one time, what did George Wallace said one time in a speech? He said, the only difference between a Democrat and a Republican is the D and R in front of their name.
Right.
How true. And this is coming from a politician's mouth. Cause was he always a Democrat, George Wallace, or did he switch over?
It was the South. It was Alabama, wasn't it? Yeah,
he was always a Democrat. He didn't switch. But it was interesting that he would even say that, being a Democrat or a Republican, that he would say that the only difference, in other words, his whole message is a politician's a politician. It doesn't matter if the D or the R in front of it. They're all the same. They're corrupt. And look at Getz, for example, in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz, yeah. Well, it's amazing how we weaponized already the Attorney General. Now, the FBI falls under the Attorney General, Department of Justice, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Department of Justice is investigating Gaetz, correct?
Right.
All right. You can have the laptop of Hunter Biden for 2 or 3 years, and we can't get anything more? And now they're trying to charge Gaetz with, what, sexual misconduct? When I got I got a guy on the, was it the Senate and Intel Committee? What's his name? From California? On Nancy Pelosi's appointee?
Swalwell.
Oh, Swalwell. Over there. Doing the bang bang with Wang Wang.
Fang Fang.
Well, I got... But you,
he's
you
not know, that point, woke, Soldier Boy.
Where's the sexual misconduct in that? It's all quiet now, isn't it?
It was just it was like a high school.
Oh, just a passing it that was, I was sleeping.
You know the song, yeah. That classic American, staple summer loving.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't surprise you, Soldier Boy. You got Cuomo who's still up in New York. And nobody seems to care. I mean, he can just kind of do what he wants. So,
mm-hmm. Well, Soldier Boy, I appreciate it, but okay, you got to shut your pie hole.
Go get mad about something else, Soldier Boy.
I'm going to go to Waffle House, and I'm going to eat, and you're not going to get any.
Okay.
All right. Tell the girls I said hello.
Talk to you tomorrow.
I will.
Man.
Later, brother.
More news and views from 9 till noon here on a Monday. 272-9228. NASA is preparing for its first Mars helicopter launch. Michio Kaku talking about it on Fox Business right now. You like that guy?
Yeah, I do.
Michio? I like that dude, too. Yeah, the Ingenuity helicopter about to take off. We'll be right back.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical therapy and balance centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical therapy and balance centers in Prattville.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interest. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or BoGoodson@charter.net.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
How you doing?
I'm doing, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing. In a second, we're going to get into the details of apparently there are more riots in the Minneapolis area in Minnesota.
Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah, and I even saw a Little Caesars being hit. Who loots a Little Caesars? Come on, man.
Somebody that didn't have $5 for pizza.
Like, seriously. No, it reminds me, remember the videos that came out during the rioting during the summer? And there was a lot of terrible stuff to behold. Yeah. Things set on fire, people beaten up and almost beaten within an inch of their life.
Oh,
some
yeah.
people who were killed. Horrible things.
Yeah.
We, of course, heard about the tragedy of David Dorn. But there are also videos, and the internet has a way of doing this, of finding the levity in the midst of the insanity and tragedy. There's a guy who was filming people looting a Target.
Okay.
And he was scoring and raiding what people were looting and stealing on their way out the door.
I gotcha.
Where he's like, oh, 65-inch TV. Well done, well done. A pack of M&M's.
I think I saw
what
this.
What the heck is wrong with you, son? M&M's.
I think I did see this.
And that's how I feel about it. A Little Caesars. Well, you're going to steal their dough? You know, you got to proof that yourself.
It's all frozen.
Genius.
Little Caesars is...
Yeah, there is something, not to give them too much of a plug, but I'll put it this way. It's good for like 5 minutes. It's good when it's hot.
The best thing they ever had.
But then you got to eat it quick.
The best thing they ever had was that Baconator pizza where they had bacon around the crust.
And then they had bacon.
Okay, that got me. Little Caesars had me on that one. But then they cut me off. You get me hooked on it, and then you cut me off?
And then, of course, more on the infrastructure bill. It's now human infrastructure that we're investing in.
Well, did you see...
Everybody is infrastructure.
Did you see the BLM's co-founder's new house?
No.
Oh, it's a wonderful place inside of, I believe it's in California.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because she claims, you know, wholeheartedly that the white people are the enemy, yet her house is surrounded by white people.
Oh, and those are the ones you got to watch out for the most.
I don't understand how she could say that white people are the enemy and then live in a protected, gated community.
Well, she's just
full
spying.
Of white people.
She's just spying.
Oh, that I didn't think about
you
that.
You remember though. Alger Hiss?
You got me. I did not think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I didn't think about that.
Right. You got to watch out for these white allies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they talk a good game, but... They're the ones you really got to watch out for. Of course, also, Jerome Powell, he's the chairman of the Federal Reserve, saying, highly unlikely interest rates will be raised this year. That's good for a lot of things in the short term. But in the long run, I wonder what'll happen if we just keep interest rates, you know, near zero for years on end. I'm sure that won't blow up a huge bubble. No, not at all. That won't lead to inflation problems. I'm not talking about necessarily the inflation you see at the gas pump
right.
Where you go buy a gallon of milk, but inflation, let's say, in certain asset classes
mm-hmm.
can lead to the wrong type of investment, malinvestment. Not overinvestment, not underinvestment. Just you put too much into the wrong things.
I do that all the time.
It's like I'm going to build a house, Eddie.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I realize like a third of the way, you know, say three-fourths of the way into the project, like, I don't have enough materials to finish this.
Nope.
So it just sits there. And the house looks dilapidated.
Mm-hmm.
The property, the lot looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And you have nowhere to live. It's what we're doing with the entire economy, I fear, going forward. But a quick note, because this is a short segment. We're coming to the final, 9 days of the Alabama legislative session?
Fixing it crazy, ain't it?
Yeah. This is the calm before the storm. They'll probably pass both budgets near the end. We'll see what'll come up with some of these pet project bills that we've been following. But there's a lot more than just, say, the medical marijuana law and the yoga bill. We mentioned last week the lifetime carry permits.
Mm-hmm.
Though you now have also a statewide database on who is not allowed to have a gun, say because of violent felonies or... They literally have gone through the substantive due process saying, hey, this person is a danger to themselves or others or potentially could be, so they can't have one. But lifetime permits for $300, 300 smacker.
Right.
And if you do a year, it's 25. Now, that brings up to a baseline statewide. I heard tale that in certain counties, it was only like $2-3.
Where are those counties?
Yeah, I know. I know. Eddie was going to make a quick trip.
Yeah.
No, but it's going to be his base rate now across the state. But I'll just warn you, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out in these final days. My guess is nothing will actually come of the gambling bills in this regular session. They'll call a special session on that. And on prisons, the way things are going with the state's hand being forced, the governor saying, okay, I got to do something, putting out these leases initially on her own. I'd imagine this will be addressed in a special as well. I'm just speculating, but given the limited amount of days here in the regular session and how much is still left to be done on those two issues in particular, gambling and prisons, I think prisons are a bit more important.
I would think so, but...
Just watch for some sleight of hand in the final days.
Oh, no doubt.
This is how it's done. You have all sorts of stuff. You can ask legislators, and half the time they don't know what's in the legislature because there's so many bills. And they have their assignments, their committees.
You got to pass it to know what's in it, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Herd of turtles indeed, but who knew that turtles or so fast. 272-9228. I was going to hit a break here, but Ole Miss, you say? Hey, I didn't talk to Ole Miss in a while. How you doing, sir?
Great. How about yourselves?
I'm all right. Just having to watch out these state and local and national fools that call themselves leaders.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay positive. We could go on about how pitiful things are with the new things that are going on, but sure, I'm trying to stay positive.
I like that.
On a positive note, the lifetime permit, concealed carry. Now, I know in Elmore County, I'm not sure it's statewide, retired military, it's free. So does that mean the lifetime would be free also? Match you can get now is 5 years at a time.
We actually got a clarification
on
that.
Yeah, let me look this up. It is free, it's still but free. I believe you have to, veterans still have to renew every year under the new law,
right,
but do not have to pay. So it is free, but you still have to renew yearly.
I just go down and pay $300 and get a lifetime and don't worry about them. I just keep track of the vets every year, who died and who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I do appreciate y'all, and y'all have a good morning.
Thank you, Ole Miss.
Good to hear him in a positive mood.
It is.
No more yelling on the radio. We want sunshine. We want good stories. 272-9228. Yeah, you got to love people texting me in the middle of the show, too.
Sorry.
It's like I'm doing a show.
Sorry.
Not you. You can send me your stupid memes. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
A warm shower after a long day. Clean dishes after a dinner party with friends. At Spire, we know how important warm water is to a family. But old electric water heaters simply can't keep up with the demands of a busy home. Natural gas water heaters are more efficient and heat water up to twice as fast as electric. And if you switch now, you can save up to $600 with a rebate at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. For a change, we have a few good days to look forward to. What a great way to start the brand new week with plenty of sunshine today. High temperature up to about 84. Clear skies, cool tonight, but not too cool. Overnight low 54. Tomorrow, we'll have just about the same weather as today. Lots of sunshine, high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. And there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. Damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. So over the weekend, apparently rioting, requiring the National Guard's deployment, breakout near Minneapolis after another police-involved shooting. The Minnesota National Guard was deployed after riots broke out in the wake of an officer-involved shooting that happened only a short distance from the location where George Floyd died. And by the way, that case continues to be... It's not as cut and dry as that video that made the rounds. It's to be expected, folks. And I would ask anybody who has an opinion on it, have you watch the entire testimony? This is why we have jury trials. It will be up to a jury of George Floyd's peers in the end. And beyond the law and the consequences that may or may not come down, when you really look at the story of what happened that day, it is one of the most tragic stories I've ever heard. When you talk about the drug use, that's not a shot on his character. It's more like, it makes me think of the people I know in my life who have succumbed to opioid addiction, other drug addiction, and it just leads to, the people you surround yourself aren't necessarily the best, and you never know what's going to happen that one day, when it's going to end. It's just incredibly sad the more you hear about the story in the full context. But apparently this new shooting, police-involved shooting, according to Brooklyn Center Police Department, officers initiated a traffic stop at the 6300 block of Orchard Avenue after 2 p.m. Sunday. Statement from the police said that during the stop, officers determined the driver had an outstanding warrant. Uh-oh. Yeah, so it wasn't just, your taillight's out, right, son. As the officers were attempting to take the driver into custody because of the warrant, the driver re-entered the vehicle. One officer discharged a firearm, striking the driver, who then traveled several blocks before crashing. Officers and medical personnel attempted life-saving measures, but the driver died at the scene. According to emergency audio, paramedics arrived at 1:48 p.m. and found the person dead. Hundreds of rioters followed police officers back to the Brooklyn Center precinct in Minneapolis after they left the scene of that police-involved shooting. Earlier in the evening, rioters closed down Humboldt Avenue and 67th Avenue with makeshift barricades. Looters broke into GameStop, Walmart, Foot Locker, and as I mentioned earlier, Little Caesars. What a mess. The rioters formed up against a line of officers in riot gear outside the police department. Rioters vandalized the property, attacked officers, and launched fireworks and other explosives. Police issued an unlawful assembly order and gave the rioters 10 minutes to disperse. So, and people were already, ready for something with this trial, the Chauvin trial going on.
But for this quick reaction
to this incident.
So let me get this straight, Joey. If I break the law, And the cop gives a response, any kind of response at this point. The crowd's going to have my back.
Yeah. I think this is only the beginning. Only the beginning.
What? Where do you see this ending?
I don't know exactly. Because it could go... This is why I'm so against any use of violence. Because you don't know where that violence and that escalation will end. So when you ask where does this end, I don't know. Because they tried pulling back police, right?
Right, that don't work.
And that's according to local residents. So you try to put the police back in there and enforce things like an outstanding warrant, and you get this reaction again. I don't know where it ends. I don't know. It's just the beginning, though.
It's going to end, my guess, it's going to end. The police are going to, at some point, you're going to say, okay, this is it. And the rubber bullets come out, and the fire trucks come out, and the water hoses come out. And I'm being honest, at this point, not that you could make me be a policeman for anything in the world because they're just not treated fair, but I can certainly, they can't do their job. But these are the same people that are going against them are the first ones who call them when something doesn't go their way.
Mm-hmm. Well, except the police are very respected, especially by the Democratic Party when they're taking guns and enforcing lockdowns.
I don't see it ending well.
Not a fun thing to see. And but as I mentioned to the Mayor Montgomery last week, thank God Montgomery is not Minneapolis. We're not Ferguson. We're not Baltimore.
Right.
And I'm not trying to jinx it by bringing it up, but
no.
Let's not let national narratives and what problems may be in Minneapolis reflect on here. This place ain't perfect by any means, but
better than some.
This is not the sign of a healthy society based in trust from right. What we're seeing out of Minneapolis by any means. 272-9228. As mentioned earlier, Biden and his team in the White House are commissioning a study to expand the court. Of course, Biden, because he's been around forever, in 1983 said court packing was a bonehead idea. Right.
But he also said some really good things back in the 60s and 70s, which everybody seems to want to forget, like school busing. It's funny how, again, the cancel culture can pick who they want to cancel and for what reason. Let's say you said that today, Joey, about school busing. Mm-hmm. Same statement Joe made.
Mm.
You would be canceled.
Probably. I probably deserve it, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd be plenty of justification for telling you that was the wrong thing to say.
I don't like people being canceled, but, literally in my job and line of work, people are canceled.
Yes.
Like, before there was cancel culture, it's like you do a show.
That's right. You were canceled before it was cool.
So we're going to try not to let that happen by, doing a good job for the most part.
Okay.
272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader. EXP Realty, 322-0662.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to repaint, say, one bedroom, maybe the front porch, maybe the entire home, whether on the interior or exterior of your home, be sure to get all your paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating Center, a Benjamin Moore retailer here in the heart of the River Region. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right here in Montgomery. You can also give them a call at 271-0007. And whether you're doing it yourself or contracting out the job, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go for your Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies, especially first-time do-it-yourselfers. You're going to want to talk to the owner, Brian Carr, or manager, Brett Lanham. They're both paint specialists, and they can steer you in the right direction when it comes to color selection and making it work with the rest of your home and your furniture, and your just different color schemes going on within your home. But if it's your first time doing it yourself, they can also give you the basics. Here's the basic supplies you need. And when you use New Look Decorating Center, a great fact about them is they keep all your information on file. That means, well, need to touch up that paint job you just did. Hopefully it's a year or two later, but, you know, things happen.
Things do happen. Children happen.
They have on file in New Look Decorating Center the exact paint and stain supply used before, so there's no guesswork involved. Just one of the many things they'll do for you there. Great product and incredible customer service. 271-0007, again, is their number, or stop by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in its own building, Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. Be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener when you call or stop by. Got to hit our top.